Hello and welcome to a VO's Journey podcast. My name is Anthony Pica. This show is all about helping the new and upcoming voiceover artists grow their business and sidestep all the crazy things that I seem to step on. I'm so excited to be coming to you guys today on the podcast, talking about some exciting things that are happening over on Fiverr. As many of you know, I had made some changes to my account. I hit a really rough spot on Fiverr. Wasn't making a lot of money compared to what I had made. And, you know, I made some big changes and I want to kind of share with you what is happening and what is just blown up on Fiverr for me. All right. So let's do it.
This is VO's Journey. With your host, the incomparable Anthony Pica.
All right. It is good to be back. I'm doing this podcast in the morning, so my voice is a little sketchy. So bear with me on that one. But I'm definitely excited to be coming and doing another podcast. Just as quick notes in the beginning before we kick this off, make sure that you head over to avosjourney.com. Right there on the front page on the top, you'll see a little section about our conference. Avos Journey conference is next week. I can't believe it. It's already here. We have so many amazing speakers. We have 3 days of incredibleness. And of course, if you didn't know, it's on Zoom. It's a Zoom event. So you can do this anywhere. You can attend it from your home, your car, your wherever you're at work, wherever you are, you can attend this meeting, which is really exciting. This is why we wanted to set it up, to give people the opportunity to be a part of this conference without having to spend all the money to travel and do all that stuff. So super excited about that. Check that out. Make sure you get over there and look at that. So let's go ahead and dive into what's going on with Fiverr, with my Fiverr account, how all that, all the changes I've made help. So if you didn't know, I had done, you know, I had said in the podcast a little bit ago how I had some challenges over the last 6 months or so on Fiverr. It's actually really been a little bit longer than 6 months. And what had happened was, is that, you know, with a VO's Journey Elite Academy and our growth, with the amazing community we have, my coaching, this voiceover conference, all the wonderful things going on, you know, it is difficult to do as much VO work as I would like. And so what happened was, is I started to let things go a little bit to the wayside. Like, you know, I wasn't delivering the voiceovers when they'd come in. I was, you know, waiting a little bit longer to deliver them. Sometimes they would go late. You know, the customer satisfaction was really kind of down. So there was a lot of issues that I was having with my account. So with all of that, you can tell that I really was starting to get not a lot of work. And it really spiraled to a point where I was starting to get barely any traffic. I'd reached out to Fiverr, asked them about this because I was getting concerned, because even with, and it wasn't too terribly bad, but even with, you know, the 2 to 3 maybe account clients that I was late on, it shouldn't be this bad. There shouldn't be that many dings on my account to where it was just going down to next to no impressions or clicks. And, you know, I was definitely a little frustrated with Fiverr's response to my questions. And I think I realized again a lot that no matter how important we think we are not that important. So anyways, I wanted to, of course, you know, prove to myself and to everyone else that, you know, as always, what we talk about really works. It really does work. And I want to share with you what I did to, you know, get my account back up to making some good money on Fiverr. So basically, my thought process was, hold on. My thought process was, is what I would do is get into my pricing, and I wanted to try out a couple things. I wanted to raise my pricing. So at this point, my pricing was around $60 per 100 words. I wanted to raise my pricing to, you know, a crazy number, and then I would lower my pricing, right, and see if some of the ideas that I had were true. Now, in the past, Fiverr has said that they have been working hard to raise prices over the platform, really try to get average selling prices, you know, over $100. But a lot of what they were doing didn't seem like they were actually trying to do that, at least now. So my plan was, or my and I did this. My plan was to raise the prices and then lower the prices, see which one generates more revenue and is seen more. Okay. So the first thing I did was I raised my prices to $150 per 100 words. On a side note, I was surprised how many people actually are charging those prices. I mean, I was very surprised. There's a bunch of them. And I kept my price there for a while, for a few weeks, and, you know, nothing happened. Nothing. I didn't get any work. And I was definitely frustrated about that. I, you know, wanted to try something and it didn't really work out. So my next part of the experiment, if you will, was to lower the rates into the sweet zone. Now, I call this the sweet zone because over the years, I've watched and helped a lot of voice actors on Fiverr grow their businesses. And there is a sweet spot, a sweet zone of pricing on Fiverr that seems to work, especially for a lot of the supersellers. And that sweet spot is between $10 to $20. You know, $10, $15, $20 seems to be the sweet spot. Does that mean people over that are not making a lot of money? No, absolutely not. Of course, you can make a lot of money on a different variety of prices on Fiverr. But I've noticed that most of the supersellers, like 80% of them, are in between $10 to $20. So what I did is I wanted to get my pricing right in between there at around $15. And I was going to move my delivery to 24 hours, which I had done with $150 as well. But I wanted to do that because, as you know, 24-hour delivery is one of the searches. So it's 24 hours, 3-day, 7-day, and then any time. When someone searches, just blanketly searches, it usually defaults to any time. However, a lot of people do search for 24 hours. So I put that 24 hours because whenever you want to get more work, you know, you got to be faster and cheaper, right? It's like, that's how you beat competition. However, I went ahead and, you know, moved my prices to $15 because I had started to see a trend on Fiverr. For a period of time, Fiverr had been pushing more expensive gigs. Right in the front, like in the front page or two, if a while ago, maybe a year or so ago, you'd see that most of the people on the front page, if not all of them, had prices over $40, $50, $60. Then I started to see a slew of videos come out about people complaining that Fiverr, you know, it was hard to, you know, go to Fiverr and find good talent at an affordable rate. Now, for better or for worse, Fiverr has locked itself into who they are, you know, and they are a place that you go for fast and cheaper services. You know, quality is, you know, part of what we offer, but that is, for better or for worse, what Fiverr is. And what I started noticing recently was on the front page that it all changed. Instead of them pushing $50, $60, $70 gigs on the front page, now you start looking up, there's $10, $15, $20 gigs on the front page. You start seeing a lot less or a lot more inexpensive gigs being pushed up front as opposed to the more expensive gigs. And of course, you know, I've talked to a bunch of different, on a side note, I've talked to a bunch of different sellers that have been on Fiverr for a long time and have raised their prices and, you know, really just got on board with the program that Fiverr was pushing with raising prices and felt really kind of, pushed to the side during this whole thing. And but the reality is that Fiverr is a business on itself, and it's going to do whatever it can to help itself. And I just pay close attention to what's happening and what I see, right? So it makes no surprise then when I put my rates at $15, my business took off. And it's now it's booming. It's crazy. So the first 6 days of October, I've already almost made a couple $1,000s on Fiverr, which is crazy. In the fact that, you know, the last few months, I was making between like $1,500 to $2,000, and it's crazy because my average price, even though it's at $15, is not $15, right? Now, my average selling price used to be $90, used to be around $90, but now it's somewhere in the 80s. So it's interesting how, because I've been still doing jobs that are a couple $100, $300-$400, and it's just because people come to me with budgets too. So it's not just, you know, somebody comes and buys a voiceover. I mean, I think I've done like maybe two or three out of the bunch I've done so far, that's been just $15. You know, the rest of them are $40, $50, $60, $90, $100, $150, $200. I've done a couple at $350. You know, and these are all short commercial type or e-learning type voiceovers. And here's an, you know, so just to full circle with this. So it's evident that the cheaper prices are being pushed, and they're not, you know, crappy customers. These are very, I mean, they've been very nice. They've left amazing reviews, and so they've not been poor customers. And it's just insane to me how much more work and traffic I'm getting through this side. Now, here's something interesting too. So as you guys know, on my and if you've bought my How to Make $20,000 on Fiverr course, you know that I'm a big advocate for in your requirements section that you put down, one of the requirements you put down that the client answers is, why did you choose to work with me? And, you know, I always find this to be really great information. And, you know, for the longest time, always the feedback I got was, you know, we love your voice. We love the first spot on your demo. You know, your voice is really good. But interestingly enough, you guys, recently, when I changed the prices, the comments I've been getting is interesting. It's, we loved your voice and your reasonable pricing. Now, that's interesting because in the past, you know, especially, you know, over the last couple of years, because I haven't been down at $15 for the base set of words, $15. I, you know, no one ever said reasonable pricing, but now I've gotten it on multiple different gigs that have come through, you know, jobs that people are sending that. And I again think that what's happening on Fiverr is that Fiverr has tried to go outside of their lane. You know, they've tried to raise price, especially now when everybody's struggling with money, you know, and they're trying to spend less. But Fiverr tried to go outside its lane, meaning that, you know, Fiverr started as an easy, fast, and inexpensive way to get services that you need. So as Fiverr grew to where it started becoming, you know, pushing rates, especially in the voiceover field. Now, listen, I think, you know, and I've said it on the podcast many times, we as a group, you know, we're working slowly to educate each other, raise prices, get better rates. But I think part of the issue that you have to also realize is that the clientele that Fiverr is marketing to, they're not going to be coming to Fiverr to spend that kind of money because honestly, they don't have it, most of them. Okay, yeah, you know, we can always put an argument about the bigger companies that are coming to Fiverr, and that is true. There are some bigger companies coming to Fiverr. I've done a lot of work for some of them, but, you know, here's a perfect example. You know, I was doing, I can't talk about it because I had to sign an NDA, but I was doing a couple of jobs for a business, and they paid high prices from their budget. They just came to Fiverr. but they were still paying really well. You know what I mean? But they came to Fiverr to find talent. And I think that's just because of the sheer quantity of marketing that Fiverr is doing. And the reality is, and I was talking with a friend the other day about this, you know, you say, I'm not going to be on Fiverr. Where do you go? I mean, really, where is there another platform at this moment? And this is not like hyperbole. I mean, this is real. Where is there actually another platform at this moment that you can go to that has that much traffic and that much opportunity that Fiverr has? All right. And, you know, you could say something like Upwork, but there are many people who are making money on Upwork. I have a lot of them in the academy, but, you know, that's just not, it's still not even a contest. There is not a platform out there. And, you know, we love David Cicerelli and we love Stephanie on and voices.com, but, you know, love them to death, but it is difficult to go there and get a lot of work. I mean, that's why they're working so hard to try to get more voice actors work over there on voices.com. There is just no place that has the opportunity that Fiverr has at this time. So I think that, you know, we have to, you know, I hate to use the word win in Rome or the phrase, but the reality is Fiverr is what Fiverr is. And I have seen more voice talent become successful and make lucrative sums of money working on Fiverr than any other platform or agency that I've been, you know, that I've seen or heard of, you know what I mean? And it's so funny because a lot of the people who don't like the platform will not believe you when you talked about the numbers that people are making. They just can't fathom that it's actually true. There's got to be something wrong. And it is. Now, I will point out that there are a lot of people who are not making. You might be someone listening to be like, dang, I'm not making anything on Fiverr. You know what I mean? And there are a lot of people who are not making a lot on Fiverr. And hopefully through, you know, these types of things that I'm doing, it's going to help you make money on Fiverr. But, you know, I think, and I know I just went off on a tangent here, but again, I want to point that out there because, you know, I was talking about this the other day, like I said. And it really is a revelation. Where else do you go? Where else do you go to get as much opportunity that Fiverr is bringing into their platform? Where else do you go? There is nowhere else to go. Now, is that sad? Yes, it is sad. And I know there's some people who are working on it. We're doing some stuff over the academy that we're going to be launching an exciting new thing coming up here probably in the next couple of months. I can't talk about it yet, but I'm really excited about that. But, you know, there's a lot of websites out there that just are bringing no traffic and hardly any opportunity to a bulk of people. So I think that, you know, if you were to say, well, I'm going to leave Fiverr, you know, I where do you go? And I hate to say it that way, you know, to be able to replace an income there, like Fiverr brings a lot of people. So I found that, just getting back to what I was saying, I found that, you know, with the price move that I made down to $15 for 100 words, I did modify some of my commercial and broadcast rights, of course, to reflect that $15. And, you know, I went to 24 hours delivery. And the whole goal behind it was fast delivery. As soon as I get it, I'll deliver it. Now, remember, I'm in a position too where I can do that now because I work during, you know, I'm doing this full time and I work during the day, so I can deliver quickly. I can deliver revisions quickly, and that makes a big difference. When I went full time as a voice actor back in 2019, I remember my revenue increased by double pretty much very quickly over on Fiverr and stuff because I was able to handle requests during the day, things that were happening, and I could do it right then and there as opposed to saying, sorry, I can't help. You know, I'll be there. I can't do it as fast or whatever. And, you know, and some people are like, well, I shouldn't have to do things that fast. And no, you don't have to. Absolutely not. But what I'm saying to you is that work is out there. So somebody's going to grab it up. Right. So anyways, it's been a heck of a journey over the last 6 months, 8 months, I guess really since the beginning of this year when we moved. I mean, it really started over the holiday, you know, last Christmas and the move and everything. And of course, lots happened since then as well. But now that, you know, kind of got things really settled down and back into a routine at the new place, this has definitely been on the bucket list to figure out how to get Fiverr back up and running. And it looks like things are really moving forward nicely. Now, again, you know, Fiverr is one of those things where it giveth, and then it taketh away, right? So, you know, I've already, like I said, this month, I think I've made like $1,800 already. So it's October 6th. So, you know, that was more than I probably made last month for the whole month. And again, a lot of it is because, you know, changed a lot of my pricing, changed my delivery dates. But at the same time too, you know, I've gotten way more reviews, way more probably surveys filled out. My satisfaction has probably gone really up through the roof. And, you know, I've been very active on the platform. So that's another thing to know too, you know, active meaning going on there, updating things, logging in, you know, just paying attention to what's happening. So I do think that's a vital part of this as well. So listen, I hope that, you know, and you might be someone who's charging $5, you might be someone who's charging $50 and you're trying to figure out, you know, how do I generate some more traffic or some more income? Interestingly enough, just as a side note, my previous seller plus coordinator before he left had talked a lot about when my pricing was at a certain point, when it was around $50-$60, you know, he said, you know, you're not as accessible to a bulk of the people that are coming to the platform. And again, that got me thinking about the fact that, you know, I was under the impression that Fiverr was doing everything they could to raise, you know, the pricing. So, you know, I was on par for that. But, you know, through him mentioning that, you know, that I wasn't on, you know, I wasn't available or accessible because of the pricing to a lot of the people coming there, it is what it is. Now, I didn't have, you know, you don't have to raise or lower your prices, of course. You know, you can keep them there and whatever a couple of jobs comes in, that's great. And that's fine. I think a lot of people are doing that and they're okay with that. And that's okay. But I want, you know, and part of what we do here too, right, in the VO's journey is push the limits to see what we can do and to see how that can help teach you as well how what you can do. So, you know, I wanted to really see what it looks like, and then what trends are Fiverr pushing. And I'm just going to tell you, in my opinion, now that we've got to the end of this podcast, my opinion is that Fiverr is back to pushing jobs under $20. Okay. People who are offering services under 12, they're pushing that. Just look at the front page, look at the front couple of pages. You will see what I mean. Okay. It's no longer $40, $50, $60, $70 gigs. Sure. There's going to be some spread out here or there, but the bulk of what they're promoting are cheaper prices. Okay. And I think that is because Fiverr got away from what they were, what they made themselves to be. And in order to continue to move forward as the platform and to keep bringing in the work, because there was a period there where a lot of us weren't getting any work. Right. And they were probably the way what they were pushing in the algorithm was probably affecting how much work they were getting. So I really do think that, you know, that's part of all of this too. You know, there's only so much you and I can do. If Fiverr changes the algorithm, it is what it is. Right. So, you know, you can't fight what they're doing with their algorithm. But listen, you guys, thank you so much for stopping in and, you know, being with me and listening to the podcast today. I really appreciate it. And I'm super excited about everything that's happening over the academy. We're really growing and we've got some exciting things going on. And I want to tell you, but I can't because it hasn't launched yet. But I'm thrilled about what's going on there. And, you know, we've got the conference coming up. So I'd love you to stop over there. There'll be a link in the description here. We're doing 50% off the first month to be a part of the academy. And of course, the VO's Journey Elite Academy is all about helping you learn how to become the best voice actor you can be, as well as make some money in this crazy business. Great community. We've got live classes, a lot of pre-recorded content, and of course, all the access to all the things that we're doing to get work for our Academy members as well. So thank you guys so much for listening. As always, don't forget to get your ticket for the VoiceOver Conference. The VO's Journey VoiceOver Conference is coming up next weekend. All right. I will talk to you guys soon. You have a wonderful rest of your week. Peace.